I was wondering why the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't use any yoga in their yoga sanas, pranayama, in their service to Krishna. So I know the Ramanujas, some sects, they use yoga and pranayama.
Yoga.
Yoga sanas and pranayama. I was wondering why Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not use yoga and pranayama.
Yoga and?
Pranayama.
Breathing exercises.
Pranayama. Why is it discard?
Yes.
They discard any artificial thing. God is with heart. Heart is the important part. And to appeal to the heart, transaction with the heart, by natural force to acquire some psychic power and to press them with that power to God. Is that a form of worship, pleasing? One who has got heart, hearty transaction, that is the most natural thing. Service. Satisfaction is for himself. And I shall acquire some power from elsewhere, and by dint of that, I shall encroach on him. What the yoga will do? Yoga will give some power in me. And what with that power I shall do with him? The opposite is necessary. I am meanest of the mean. I am fallen of the fallen. I want your face. You accept me as a slave, as your meanest servant. This is the way to approach the high and to gather some power, and with the dint of that power to jump on that superior entity. That should be the process of getting him, his favor. Favor is favor. I want his favor. He is all complete, all perfect. I want his favor, and I must approach him in the meanest way to secure his favor, his grace. I have no position, I have nowhere. I wholesale dependent on him. This is my natural position, constructive position, constitutional position. I am wholly dependent on him. So anything to sue, him must be of that temperament. I want his favor, his grace. Please accept me. I am so heinous, so simple, so meanest and mean. You are my best friend. I left you, and I went somewhere else to search for my prospect. I was so mean. Neglecting you, I went somewhere to search my prospect. I am not only a sinner, I am a treacherous man. In this way, we have to go to back to our highest friend, our most affectionate friend. What this yoga power will do me, is above all seduction. With the power of yoga, I shall influence him and bring him in my favor. He is in any way to be controlled by the yoga power. What yoga will do to me? He is all independent, absolute. He is perfect in himself. Other influence won't work there. That will be enraging his temperament. If I approach him with some recommendation or with some guardian, he will have to, the Vaishnavas are our guardian, Guru Vaishnava. We may go to him and ask them to plead for me, to his agents, and not any natural power external to him. By yoga we can acquire some power, subtle power. But no power can work on him. against his sweet will. We must approach him in the line of his sweet will. And those that have faith in his sweet will, that is the devotees, through the devotees we must approach. Through him we must approach him, and not through any other power we should try to approach him. That will be opposite. If we want to know him, it is futile. We can't know him. We shall pray, please, make yourself known to me, if necessary. Otherwise, it is not necessary that I shall waste my energy requesting him, you please make yourself known to me. That is also not necessary, redundant. I want to satisfy you, to contribute something for your satisfaction. Please accept me. You are full, you are perfect, you have no need. But for my necessity, give me some sort of service. Service means in the line of satisfaction to you. That should be the our attitude, to approach him. To approach a friend, affectionate friend. So many mystic persons should not be called for help in our attempt. And whatever is done, we can control ourselves to a certain extent by taking course of those yoga practice. Yamadvir yogapati kamalubha hato muho. For some time, we can check our senses. This is the effect of the yoga. As yoga cannot give the absolute. His absolute means he is above all. He is self-sufficient. Absolute means self-sufficient. He is not dependent of any other thing. And yoga can help us to control our mental and physical anomalies or eccentricities. That also for the time being, not for eternity. Yamadivir yogapati kamalobha hato muhu. For the time being, this kam, krodh, lobh, moha, all these may be brought under control for some temporary period. Mukunda sevaya yadvartasa dhatmam samvati. But if we can engage ourselves in the service of Mukunda, then all these disturbances go once for all. By finding the sweet taste in his service, in his company, all these so-called charming proposals retire eternally. Won't come back again. The charm for lust, the charm for anger, or for greed, all these things, they will vanish altogether, once for all. If we get test the service of the Lord, Mukunda. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Naham Vede no Tavasa, no dāne, no natijyaya, sakya evaṁ vidhu dhishtyaṁ pīrgāyātaṁ vireshtyaṁ ca param tapa. All other means they failed from the bhaktya tananyaya. Only exclusive devotion can get me, as you see, Arjuna. But other things they cannot lead to such position. Any devotee. Bhakta to ananaya bhakta. Not also devotion for the temporary devotion. Permanent and exclusive. Sadvalasman parityajyamami kanga. All else rejected, only concentrated to my own self. That sort of devotion can only give me to you, to the devotee. All is futile. and the same food, that with some hired persons, they will come to canvass me. No. My agents are best beneficiary to you, benefactor to you. They are searching to canvass persons in my favor. My agents are there. And that is not for any business purpose. Their business is to do good to others. With this idea, so many agents are out to canvass for me, come through them, and not seek any recommendation outside, and anyhow to come to force me to favor you. That is not the path proper. Come to me through my own agent. And there, they have got no other aspiration for their own. They are all given to my service. And they are wondering and trying to recruit persons for the benefit of those recruited. For their benefit, they are wondering, so come through them, never otherwise. What is yoga? Jama. There is air, there are so many things. By controlling that, it will force me to come to you. I am the absolute autocrat. Don't care for anything else. No necessity of caring anything else, any force, any tactics, any cunning method, conversing. Nothing can defeat me. I am autocrat. And in the line of autocracy, admitting that, you try to come to me. The demigods are many. They are making trades. And I am not under the commodity of their trade. None can make trades with me. I am absolute. Only devotion and exclusive devotion, and not formal, but natural, hearty. That is sincere. I look for that. I look for the heart and not for anything else. Bhavagyahi janardana. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam drumi bhakta paryachati tadaham bhakti paritam asnami paryadatman. Whatever my devotee offers to me with sincere devotion, with sincere affection, I take that. It does not matter whether it is a leaf or a flower or water or anything else. Not any rich food or rich presentation is necessary for me. What I want the heart. I want sincerity. Good faith I want. That is the highest thing in me. There is one poem written by a poet carefully. Oh Krishna, he said, oh Krishna, you have everything, but only you have not the heart. The heart is stolen by the gopis. Your heart have chauritam by the gopis. Gopis have stolen your heart. So, you have everything, but the heart or the mind is not present in you, that is already stolen. So, you take my heart. You accept my mind. That is wanting in you. So please accept my mind to you. Because your heart is empty. Take my heart. That is, attract my heart towards you. Sweetheart is the word. Sweetheart is applied only to the ladies or to the men also. Vice versa.
To the ladies.
Only ladies can be sweetheart.
Mostly. Well, it can be both ways. Usually the
And a man cannot be sweetheart to the lady? Sort of application.
It could.
It is not applied in that way.
It can
sometimes.
Be.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. The sweetheart. Hare Krishna.